W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios.
This is the WTH Podcast.
Hello.
What up?
What's happening?
Welcome into the WTH Podcast. Thank you for downloading us, streaming us, watching us live on Facebook, telling a friend, using the Shop Amazon tab. Thank you for being you.
It's much appreciated.
Unless you're a dick. And then stop it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Stop it.
Get out of here.
Stop it.
Don't watch.
Well, you can watch.
Oh, yeah, watch. Maybe you'll learn something.
Yeah, maybe you'll learn not to be a dick.
Maybe you'll learn that being an asshole is just not good for your soul.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. Don't want to rule out possibilities. Coming up today on the show, Tupac Shakur is arrested.
What?
Something I've titled Dipshit Clown.
Okay.
And we'll check in with Donald Trump Jr. to see how his book tour is going.
Well, let's see.
He's got a book out.
That he wrote.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like how he got his A in college, right?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. At this point in time, you can just take a Twitter feed, compile it down, and make that a book.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe put some interludes in there.
It's been happening for a decade.
Yeah. So the, that's
they'll even turn it into a TV show.
His blow up sex doll mother wrote it for him.
Don't talk about his girlfriend that way. It's not nice. Yeah, she's involved in this story too. Just saying.
You mean our governor's ex-wife?
Yes. Yes. And every time something like this happens, our governor has to go, whoo.
Man.
Dodged one.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's got his issues, too. By the way, have you guys been confronted by the people who are trying to get petitions signed to recall Gavin Newsom?
I've not seen those, but I'm not.
Have you not been to Placer County? Have you been to Roseville recently?
I have. Oh, that's what the guy outside of DMV was doing.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's where I saw him. I've seen him in a couple places. The guy that was outside DMV was actually complaining to somebody that he didn't have the forms for the recall Gavin Newsom signatures.
Oh, wow.
I'm not necessarily a huge Gavin Newsom fan. He certainly has his flaws. He, like any other person, is not perfect. I have a long history of making fun of him for his campaign ads where he is not wearing shoes. But remember what happened the last time California said, you know what? We need to recall a governor. We ended up with Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Now, there were worse options, like Gary Coleman.
Yes.
Mary Carey, the porn star.
Oh, yeah.
It was a cavalcade of nonsense.
And Gray Davis set himself up for that.
I wasn't here at the time, so I came in after. It was already governator.
So when I got he allowed here. This is when everything got deregulated, right?
That's
when,
well,
it's when they deregulated the energy in the state. And he was in control of the state at the time. And then there was rolling brownouts for a whole summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll do it.
And then he was out.
But that wasn't what got him.
What was it? Was it a flight somewhere?
Or no, what got him was DMV charges.
Oh.
So he let registration charges go up like triple the time. The cost. You know,
when I moved to California, I'm like, Jesus, this is expensive to register a car.
Oh, he made it worse. So it was already expensive. And he tripled it.
Well, yeah, I got here after he was gone.
Yeah.
It was Schwarzenegger.
So when he did that, that was pretty much the end of him. And then also the rolling blackouts were actually Enron.
Mm.
So when he got in office, the state actually had a budget, not deficit, the other one.
Surplus?
Surplus. Yeah. Sorry, Blaine went on fart there. So we had a budget surplus when he got into office. And then Enron did their thing. And that was the one where you hear the tape where it was like, oh, there's some old lady whose oxygen tank went out or something because they were doing rolling blackouts.
Right.
So all caused by Enron, which we find out later.
Yeah. And they were putting energy into other states. Like there was enough energy. There was no reason for there to be brownouts. Yeah. Like Arizona was still getting the energy that they'd been promised, as was Oregon and Nevada. But Californians were being left without power.
Yeah. They were shutting off the grid to make it look like we didn't have enough.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom is doing what he campaigned on. I mean,
yeah.
You may not like it,
yeah,
but that's what he ran on, and he was just elected.
And, yeah. And even if those things hadn't happened, the game was in. Somebody found out that you could do it, and they started trying to have him trying to do it like pretty much from the time the election ended. So
right,
yeah. And the game's been on like. Yeah, the game's been on for this dude since he got into office. I mean, like, it's almost like you'd almost think that he was as corrupt as somebody like the president.
Well, allegedly.
Well, it's like the Republicans figured out that they can't win, so they've figured out every dirty trick that they can to try to...
That's been an issue. That's certainly been an issue. Gerrymandering, voter suppression, I mean, every sort of thing. There is a senator from Tennessee, and I'm going to let me quickly call up my Twitter because I don't normally do a lot of this on Twitter because, you know, I've got the podcast. If I want to say something, I can say it here for the most part.
Did you respond to somebody?
No. I don't respond. What I did is I retweet and I mock them. Her name's Marsha Blackburn.
Oh, and, God, I saw this.
And she tweeted, a 3-year coordinated effort has been underway to remove @real Donald Trump from office. Jesus warned us. Watch out for the lawyers. And I retweeted her and I said, Marsha, you're in the body that makes laws.
Oh, my God. I read this before this afternoon. And I was like, what part of the Bible is this in?
Yeah, well, you know, I actually Googled it because I saw Soledad O'Brien talking about it. And there is parts of the Bible where Jesus talks about lawyers. It's actually in there. So that's not exactly what Jesus warned us of. There was, you know, Jesus warned us about a lot of things.
I thought it money was the changers money changers at the
tender. Yeah, but Jesus was he was full of warnings. He was like California, nothing but warnings. Everything's going to cause cancer. Jesus was telling you that everything was going to get you. So Jesus is California. Yes. There you go. That's my solution. But this is a sitting U.S. senator. Mm-hmm. A sitting U.S. senator. And by the way, as a sitting U.S. senator, this is going to be someone who is a juror when the impeachment proceedings move from the House to the Senate. Now, here's a basic breakdown of it. Basically, what the House is doing is they are working to indict the president. If you want to change it over to something more law and ordery, so it's easier to understand, the House of Representatives is indicting the president on charges for impeachment. And there'll be a variety of different counts that they do, however many they decide to do.
Yeah.
And those indictments, for lack of a better term, are done in the House. The trial, Republicans who are doing nothing but complaining, he's not getting a fair trial. He's not getting it's not time for that yet.
And you were the ones who changed the rules to this.
Fact. absolute fact. So the trial takes place in the Senate, and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, is going to be presiding over it, and the senators are the jurors who will eventually vote. So we have a juror in a trial who is clearly taking a very biased stance without looking at the evidence.
Oh, Lindsey Graham said he wasn't even going to listen to the evidence.
Well, sure.
And I wonder what kind of pictures do they have on you, Lindsey?
Well, we'll see how this all shakes out. Because
as more and more, like today's testimony that came out today about Actual Pentagon officials now are coming out and saying that this was, you know, yeah, we yanked our funding from the Ukraine.
On Veterans Day, Monday, someone who testified about it, a person who's received a Purple Heart, his name escapes me now.
Zelensky.
Yeah. He was fired.
Yeah.
From his job in the government, which may or may not be illegal, but to do it on Veterans Day really spoke volumes about how much we really support our veterans and how much you can say, oh, I support our veterans and we're always going to be there for you. You fired a veteran on Veterans Day because he called you out.
Don't kneel for the flag. They're unpatriotic, but fuck the veterans.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, no, he's good. He's for the veterans that are going to vote for him, dude. Remember, that's the
it's the wrapping oneself in the flag.
Yes,
it's the wrapping oneself in the flag. And I found it interesting. There was an article that came out. I think you shared it, Kareem, about how a large number of veterans are really uncomfortable when people come up and say thank you for your service.
Yeah,
because they don't know what to say back.
Yeah.
So that was something I'm like, yeah, I don't know what you would say back to that. Tip of the cap, I guess.
Yeah, like, don't tell me thank you. Go make sure you watch what you vote for next time.
I would assume more of a cartoon superhero thing and go, you're welcome, good citizen. And then just move on. So try that, Kareem.
I'll try that.
You're welcome, good citizen.
Thank you for being a veteran, Kareem.
Watch what you vote for, goddammit.
That is the important thing as we move forward. So anyway, that's our little bit of chit chat. So Donald Trump Jr. has a new book and he is on a book tour now. And the senior campaign advisor, Kimberly Guilfoyle, the former Mrs. Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
Now a girlfriend to Donald Trump Jr. They came prepared with snappy rejoinders for liberal protesters who might taunt them on Sunday at UCLA when they promoted the new book, Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. That's the title. It's a very long title.
It's
But when unruly heckling drowned out the couple's answers, leading the pair to walk off stage, it wasn't the leftists who cut the event short. Oh, no. No, no. Ha ha. Instead, the rebukes came from a crowd of young people who rank among the most ardent and extreme supporters of President Trump. As first reported by The Guardian, a number of conservatives, some in Make America Great Again hat caps and pro-Trump attire, began to shout the president's son and political advisor 20 minutes into an event moderated by Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk when they learned that the question and answer session had been canceled. Oops. A video from the event showed a chant that started out as USA, 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 quickly turning to angry cries of Q&A, Q&A. Minutes later, Trump Jr. and Guilfoyle stormed off the stage. The chaotic scene contradicted Trump Jr.'s central thesis that liberals have grown so intolerant of dissenting voices, conservative politicians can no longer engage in civil discourse. It also exposed an increasingly hostile fissure between conservative student groups like Turning Point USA and a hard right faction of young Trump devotees who have flocked to the self-professed American nationalist Nicholas Fuentes and his America First movement. Now, Turning Point USA and a spokesman for Trump Jr. did not immediately return requests for comment. At the Sunday event, Trump Jr. appeared to think the first shouts of dissent had come from left-leaning counter-protesters. Hey, let's take a little bit of a listen to what that sounded like.
It's okay. Listen. Hey, guys. It's still America. It's okay.
Hey,
we're
guys.
We're willing to hear them. They're usually not willing to hear us. So I asked a simple question. I think she's triggered, Don. Thank you for advertising the book. We appreciate it.
Oh, that's good.
They do realize they only let like 10 liberals in the event, right?
I mean, you know, that's the other side of the coin on this. It's like it's a stacked anyway.
And to the producers of The View, fuck you. Not the ladies on the show, but the producers who put those two on air on the 500th show last week. 5,000 show, however many it was. It should have been something to celebrate the people that have been on, have been a part of the show.
You'd think.
But you put those jackasses up there. So to ABC, Disney, and the producers of The View, you should stop. Stop. Just stop.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
What was interesting is the normally conservative friendly Meghan McCain, not friendly. To Trump Jr. in
good.
That one.
Good for her standing by her.
We're not going to play the audio, but so.
Oh man, I watched this live, bro.
Jason's reading ahead. Meanwhile, here in Sacramento, a reporter at CBS 13 and CW 31 has been fired after climbing on classic show cars. A local CBS reporter apparently fired after he, during a live news segment, climbed atop classic privately owned cars, even seemingly damaging one of them in the process. Angel Cardenas, a reporter with KMAX's Good Morning Sacramento, was on air on a Sunday at the Sacramento International Auto Show, which is a week-long event at Cal Expo. That was when it was going to go into its final day. Someone who caught the segment on air posted a clip of it to Facebook, and he has never seen such disregard for someone else's vehicle. Let's take a listen to what it sounded like.
Live on the local news thing. Check this out. For those of you guys that own old cars...
Hey, my friends.
Watch this.
What was that question? How many cars are there?
Yeah, total. So this is the new car show out at Cal Expo they're doing. They're showing this little old car part they've got going on. Check this shit out.
You're really going to throw me on spot. You know, today, or this weekend, you can come out and find about 562 cars.
Now, I don't know. 563.
Duh. You know, the funny thing is, the only person out here is a media coordinator. It doesn't start till later in the day, so I have no one to talk to.
I bet that coordinator gets fired.
Somebody's going to get fired.
Somebody's getting a pink slip.
So I'm just going by what, you know, the basic info I have.
You ready for it?
No one is out here to tell me which car I can't go in, because, you know, some of these are off limits. So I'm gonna live on the wild side. Tell me what you think about this pose right here, Tina.
He's climbing on the trunk of this convertible.
We're like, wait, he's doing what?
See?
He's climbing on the trunk of the convertible.
Oh,
dude.
It gets better, guys.
Oh!
You can do anything. Now, this one.
No, you can't do anything.
What year is this thing? I think it's a 1950.
What's this?
Watch. Fat dink.
Oh, and he bangs the edge of a door into another car.
Are you kidding? Nobody's looking. Look, hold on. Say, zoom in here.
Leave your name and number.
No, so if you're a T-Bird owner in Sacramento and you got your cars out at the car show, I'd suggest you go look at your cars, because
I love how this one comes with
this jerk was jumping around on everybody's cars.
It is old, so you might need this to get that thing to start, but
I wonder what he was doing off camera when he was running around.
Yeah. What was he doing off camera when he was running around?
Nothing.
Let's just touch his
display.
Yeah,
let's just touch his display car that's leaning up against a car that, you know.
Back in 1956 for this beauty. Look at that.
Anyway, so the running commentary is a lot, but this guy is just running around, hopping on the cars like a dick. At one point he said, I feel like a kid in a candy store without the owners, because you can do anything. It turned out he later crossed through a barrier around a Ford Explorer and hopped on the hood of that car.
That was like 2020. Yeah, that was a brand new one, right?
One of the two on-air hosts told him, I would get off that now. He gets off moments later saying someone in the auto show told him to. Well, no kidding. He was fired.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah, you know what, though? Like, I also want to say, like, dude, fuck the guy that took the video there. And the reason I want to say fuck the guy that took the video there is because, did you see how he was watching the show?
Mm-hmm.
He was not watching it on the HD channel. he has it on an HD. He has it. Like, go back and watch it. It's on the HD. It's on a HD TV. It's on a HD TV.
He's got a flat screen TV.
And and he has it like there's you can see the lines down the sides, and then and then the broadcast is in HD, so then that is in HD. All man, fuck you, learn how to use your shit. And also, don't be so glib, dude. The guy was so fucking glib that was taking that video.
Yeah,
like because I watched the video also, and like that dude was such a. It was just like, oh, and look at him. Like then the girl in the bed, oh, somebody's gonna get fired. Like first of all, like.
Hall monitor.
How, yeah, like, how do we have to be such assholes to, like want other people to get fired? Like, the guy was a dick, and, like, definitely should probably get fired for what he did. But at the same time, like, what the fuck are you doing? What's your job? You know, man, fuck that shit, man.
He's posting stuff on the internet. He's staying woke.
Look at him pulling those display. yeah, maybe he's trying to tell people about the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dumb son of a bitch. Go fuck your sister some more.
Whoa, hey, oh.
Meanwhile, in Alabama, a woman was recorded. Well, this is during an arrest by an Alabama cop.
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
What?
What? So the cop is arresting this obviously drunk chick in Alabama. She was recorded grinding her rear end onto the crotch of a cop who was attempting to handcuff her. She's now facing a pair of criminal charges. Her name's April Teal and she's 24. And the original arrest was for misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, and harassment. The 2018 U of Alabama grad was collared outside a Waffle House in downtown Tuscaloosa, just blocks from the stadium where earlier that evening the Crimson Tide football team defeated the University of Tennessee. In case you missed it, here's what she said.
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
He's just trying to get away from her. You can just see him like trying to...
Right? no word on whether he liked that.
No.
He did not make a comment. In fact, he tried to get away. So, yeah. You know, kudos to him.
Well, yeah, he knows everyone's recording him. He can't, you know, he's got like the thigh out to hold her off. He's like, get that away from me.
Oh, yeah? You like that?
I really hope my daughter isn't watching right now.
That's going to be your new catchphrase. I'm so sorry.
Oh, and speaking of U of A, Donald Dumbass went to the game this weekend so he could get cheered by somebody somewhere.
Right.
And they lost.
Yeah, Alabama had a very long winning streak at home, and they don't anymore. Meanwhile, in Georgia, a Georgia man in a creepy clown costume has been collared by cops. Look at that fella. He dressed up for Halloween as Pennywise. He was arrested after cops responded to a call about a creepy clown approaching motorists, and they discovered the costume reveler was the subject of an outstanding arrest warrant.
Oh, damn. What?
Duh. Police in Conyers, which is an Atlanta suburb, received a call about an individual dressed in a clown costume holding a red balloon, which is the calling card of Pennywise in Stephen King's It. Around 7:15 p.m., an officer contacted Jason Mogham, who's 39. He was standing on a Conyers street corner. Now, the officer's encounter was recorded by police body cam. Now, Mogham, red balloon in hand, denied approaching vehicles that had slowed down at a nearby four-way stop. But when the officer ran his name through the Georgia Crime Information Center database, an outstanding warrant came back indicating that he was wanted in a neighboring county for failure to pay child support.
Aww.
Wah, wah. He was arrested and booked into Rockdale County Jail, later transferred to the custody of police in Butts County. That's where the warrant was issued. So, nice job, clown.
That's not like Butte County. That's like straight up Butts. That's
actually straight up Butts.
Yeah, absolutely. Straight up Butts.
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Again, you know, we straight up Butts. I mean, what am I going to do? Am I going to do not play that? I'm just saying.
Florida. Land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Headline, Florida man couldn't let it go. Arrested after having sex with stuffed frozen Olaf doll at Target.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a great headline. To be fair, that wasn't the only one. He was arrested after, you know, he had sex with multiple stuffed animals at a local Target. Cody Christopher Meter, who's 20 and he lives in St. Petersburg, was taken into custody by Pinellas County Jail and faces criminal mischief charge. Now, he entered the Target off of U.S. Highway 19 in Pinellas Park around 2 p.m. on a Tuesday and walked to the toy aisle. He then grabbed a stuffed Olaf doll and proceeded to dry hump it before ejaculating on it.
Oh, God.
The sentient snowman who likes warm hugs is a popular character in Disney's smash hit Frozen. By the way, sequel premiering November 22nd, which also features Olaf. Now, when Meter finished with Olaf, he put it back on the shelf and then walked to a large stuffed unicorn doll, laid it on the floor, and dry humped it as well.
Damn.
Then the cops arrived and arrested him. Now, he confessed to officers he had done the stupid stuff and had, quote, nutted on the Olaf doll.
Oh, my God. You need to be shot in the ass with BB gun.
Oh, man.
To be clear, the merchandise was unable to be resold and was, in fact, destroyed.
You should be shot in the testicle with a BB gun.
Oh, yeah? You like that? Yeah?
That was the voice he was hearing in his head, but it sounded more like Olaf.
Sure. Meanwhile, also in Pinellas Park, a fourth grade teacher was arrested at school for showing up to work drunk. Lisa Edelstein was fired after only 7 days on the job, and now she's facing criminal charges.
This Pinellas County teacher is not only fired, she's now facing criminal charges after just 7 days on the job.
When you make that decision in the line of work that you are in, that's an automatic, like, fired, may not hire.
ABC Action News was the first to report on Lisa Edelstein's arrest. Mom of seven, Brandy Parker, found out this morning after the district call.
Yep.
Her daughter is a second grader at Skyview Elementary in Pinellas Park.
Some people don't have backgrounds and they take a wrong turn in life and it catches up to them. So do I blame the school? Absolutely not.
According to arrest records, Edelstein was loud and belligerent in front of the children.
Bloodshot, watery eyes, slurring of the words. There was some rocking back and forth. Stumbling.
Sergeant Roxanne Pohl of Pinellas Park PD was called in to help campus police.
I did ask her to lower her voice. I attempted to explain that there were students in the school that we wished they not be interrupted.
She says at one point, Edelstein tried to get in her car and leave.
I was shocked, disappointed. Trust here is someone who we expect to come to school ready to teach. And unfortunately, that's not what happened this morning.
We found out Edelstein has faced disciplinary action before, part of her 30 years as an assistant teacher in Hillsborough County. We're working to find out more details. Today, Edelstein faces a disorderly conduct charge and possibly more.
What was found in her car?
Marijuana.
In Pinellas Park, Isabel Rosales, ABC Action News.
Well, it's good that they're looking to find out more.
Yes.
By the way, not to say anything bad about assistant teachers, but after 30 years, don't you think you could, you know, move up to actual teacher?
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
the pressure couldn't be handled.
You don't know what the requirements are in that state, though. Maybe she,
it's Florida, Jason. How high can they
I don't
be?
Know. You might need a master's degree or something like that in order to be a teacher.
Do you need a master's degree to be a teacher in Florida? Let's see what the Google says. Although only a bachelor's degree is required to be eligible for certification as a teacher in Florida, some teachers choose to return to school for a master's degree, so no.
But you have to have at least a bachelor's.
Yeah.
So maybe she just never got that.
Maybe not. But maybe over 30 years you could do that. Just saying.
If you want to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
All right. That's Florida Corner. Meanwhile, in Tennessee, cops have arrested Tupac Shakur. He looks different now, right? He looks different, right? I mean, sure, wow. neck tats, but different. Now, hard as it may be to believe, the Tennessee gentleman booked into county jail under the name Tupac Shakur was not actually born with that handle. According to cops, Shakur, 40, was busted after he pulled a knife on officers who were trying to arrest him on an outstanding probation violation warrant. And when officers in Johnson City tried to place Shakur in custody, he allegedly pulled away from them and reached into his waistband where he pulled a knife. He was quickly taken to the ground and handcuffed. A subsequent search of Shakur turned up a syringe and multiple baggies of methamphetamine.
Makes sense. Tracking.
The suspect was booked into the detention center where he's being held on $18,000 bond in advance of an arraignment. Shakur, who was born Timothy Stephen Oliver, according to public records, at some point during the past decade, he started using the Shakur handle. Although it's unclear whether he formally filed for the name change, a check with the courts in counties where he's resided turned up no record of a name change application. Tennessee's Department of Corrections lists Timothy Stephen Oliver as the current felony probationer who uses the alias Tupac Amaru Shakur.
Wow.
Criminal court records, of which there are many for the defendant, alternately list Oliver with the Shakur alias and Shakur with the Oliver alias. The combined Oliver Shakur rap sheet spans more than two decades and includes callers for assault, public intoxication, resisting arrest, passing bad checks, burglary, theft, vandalism, obstruction, filing a false report, narcotics possession, and trespassing.
Wow. I mean, could have been longer.
Yeah. Well, over 20 years, sure. Sure. I mean, it really is an impressive record.
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
I don't.
No.
I don't. I don't. I don't like that. not a fan of criminals of any kind. I'm just saying.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right. The people in Plattsburgh, New York, they're angry and they're writing in to speak out in the Press Republican. First up, gym. The Plattsburgh City gym needs some serious cleaning and update. Crude language and spider webs all over the place. Those are two different problems. Bugs crawling on the floor, road salt in the lockers. The gym is great potential that's overshadowed by the need of a good cleaning crew. And apparently some soap in the mouth.
Yeah, but then when they go to ask for more money so they can hire somebody to clean the gym, everybody's like, those people in City Hall just think we're made out of money.
I was a member of the Plattsburgh City gym when I lived there.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was on the old Air Force Base.
Oh.
So it's the old Air Force Base gym.
Yeah,
it's got a workout room. It's got a track above the basketball court and a basketball court.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fine. And it was cheap.
Yeah.
It was like, I think it was like $20 a month to be a member.
Oh, so it's not like owned by the city. It's just the city.
The city does own it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they wanted to do anything, they'd have to ask for money from like the city would have to pass something and then everybody would get upset about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why aren't they doing anything about these sidewalks?
Now, to be fair, this is a few weeks old.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's now snowed like 12 inches there. But, hey, people, it's that time of year. The sweepers are out sweeping up the leaves. If possible, park your vehicles in the driveway so they can get the leaves picked up. This way they don't get mixed in with the snow.
That's a completely true story, and I wish my neighbors knew that.
That's why I hired a little kid across the street to do mine.
And finally, to city officials, what is it with the portable basketball nets set up in the streets or overhanging onto the streets? I observed a truck the other day almost hit one. Either pull them out of the way or start fining. Why do you hate kids?
Yes.
Okay, boomer.
Right? By the way, if the truck almost hit it, maybe the truck should be paying attention.
Exactly.
If you can't spot a basketball hoop, you're not paying close enough attention.
And was the truck, did he have his phone in his hand?
Oh, good point.
And if the truck does hit it and it causes damage, like, then the people that had the basketball hoop shouldn't have had it out in the street if that was the issue, you know? Like, everybody learns a lesson.
Good point, Jason.
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
I do like your point, Jason. Saying. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday with another fresh new episode and our grievances What's really funny is I had a great grievance and I've forgotten what it was.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I had it a few weeks ago. Oh, well, maybe it'll come back
we'll
to me.
It out.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some. I'll figure out something that's irritated me. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't be an a-hole. And we will see you next time on the WTH podcast. Bye-bye.